You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
As the world commemorated the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II in 2005, the Japanese reiterated their penitence for a bloody imperial quest that led to the invasion of China, Vietnam, and Korea, and even sought to diminish the imperial dreams of the United States of America with the assault against Pearl Harbor. 6 decades after a war that claimed tens of millions, as they sit among the privileged G8 indicating their status as an economic superpower, Japan has come to the realization that there is more than one way to ascend to international prominence. Japan's recovery is more notably demonstrated in its ability to forgive the United States for unleashing atomic power on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. While Japan maintains its attitude of penitence and forgiveness, China has been less gracious. It's hard for the Chinese to forget the abuse of their women who were used as sex slaves by the invading Japanese army. And national pride is still tainted by the military success of a relatively small island nation over a massive country that claimed a fifth of the world's inhabitants. Neither is China impressed by Japan's penitent words, especially in light of the Japanese history curriculum, which omits references to the horrors wrought by the fearless empire during its fascist quest. Recently, thousands of Chinese have staged anti-Japanese protests in Beijing, Hong Kong, and even Taiwan, and activist rhetoric is becoming more venomous. I'm not sure what Japanese gesture will suffice as the healing balm for China's decades-old wounds, but the expressions of regret from Emperor Akito and Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi are obviously not enough. A nation may offer public apologies on an international platform and may even offer to pay billions of dollars in reparations. However, these gestures can never ease the pain wrought by genocide, national humiliation, and exploitation. They can't restore the plundered national treasure or resurrect beloved ancestors. They can't reverse the effects of radiation poison or Agent Orange. They can't restore generations of youth abducted from their African homes to build empires for Europe and America. They can't erase the facts of history. Nonetheless, as Nelson Mandela realized when he authorized the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to deal with apartheid-era crimes in South Africa, the only way to move on as a nation is to embrace the difficult principle called forgiveness. I'm not in a position to question Japan's sincerity, but I do know that if China continues to harbor feelings of resentment and bitterness, it would only lead to further hurt and pain. Forgiveness is not easy for humans. Truth is, it's unnatural. Our natural inclination is for revenge. Yet, our Savior taught us that healing can only come through forgiveness. Peace can only be realized when people are able to release their offenders from an unpayable debt. This is not only true for nations, but also applies to individuals. In the long term, anger over past transgressions is more damaging to the transgressed than the transgressor. As one philosopher puts it, resentment is like drinking a cup of poison and waiting for the other person to die. The truth is, my friends, none of us can change the past. Neither can any act of penitence reverse that which has already been done. Only when we accept this can we release ourselves from the prison of historical hurt and enter the field of future hope. I'm sure that many who listen to this commentary are victims of resentment who find it difficult to forgive those who have hurt them. If so, I need you to join me in this prayer. Father, sometimes I wonder if you really know my pain. I wonder why you allowed me to be hurt by the devil's agents. I'm angry, Lord. Angry at those who offended me. Angry at myself for being so powerless. And sometimes I'm even angry at you for not intervening. What I need most now, Lord, is your healing power. I need you to heal me from my resentment. I need you to restore me emotionally so that I may become a victor and not remain a victim. Most importantly, Lord, I need you to restore my spirit so that I can extend forgiveness to those perpetrators who request it and be willing to preemptively forgive the impenitent. To put it briefly, Lord, just help me to forgive even as I have been forgiven. Do for me, Lord, what I cannot do for myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As you've prayed this prayer with me, I trust that you'd allow God to work a miracle in your life, always remembering that a tree is known by its fruit.
I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.